Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this August 19th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to speak with CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. Right now, though, to kick off Midday Magazine for the week, we have in some of our favorite people that we just don't get to talk to nearly enough. We have the Boys and Girls Club, the Wisconsin Rapids area, in with us. And Katie Johnson is here, Marketing and Events Director. Katie, nice to see you.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
Always good to have you with us. And you brought some friends with you as well. We're going to hear from Jason and Maya in a little bit. Thank you both for being here. Appreciate it. But Katie, if you don't mind, I wanted to put you on the spot. I mean, ask you some questions to kick things off. Because for one, we don't get the chance to talk nearly enough. And I wanted to get into a little bit of what we're here to talk about today, Katie, and introducing yourself and the kids here as well, as long as celebrating in a milestone and some other things.
Yeah, we have had a wonderful summer this year. We have been starting to kick off our 30th anniversary of the Boys and Girls Club and having a lot of fun events over the summer. And also really a great opportunity coming throughout the next couple of years with the club and building our legacy.
And let's touch on that legacy just for a second here, Katie. 30th anniversary. That is really impressive.
It is.
You think about every kid that has come through there, every kid that has been impacted from this, and every investment in our future that has been made with what the Boys and Girls Club does over there.
Right. Our mission, I mean, that's just it, is impacting those that need us the most and creating positive youth development in our local community. This summer, we've been releasing a lot of growth in our kids just through interactions and opportunities and experiences. And it's their day-to-day that we see that impact.
And, you know, I think that, it may be common knowledge to some, but oftentimes we're talking about kids that really need this, really need these programs, families that really need these programs.
Right. And, you know, we offer that safe place. Right now we have our summer program just wrapping up, but we're getting ready for our after-school program. So we have our youth you know, that come in for different enrichments and healthy lifestyles and good meals after school, homework help, and then also our teen center, which is, I think, special to our area, is having this creative area, you know, and space for our youth to come and teens to experience together.
It is really unique to the area, and it's appreciated and highlighted as well. And while that is unique and different, and you guys are always doing things like that over there, you're also looking to expand your reach over there as well.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we've been reflecting on the 30th anniversary this year, but we really are focusing on our future and the next 30 years and building that legacy, you know, to continue this great growth.
Katie, let's talk for a moment about the 30th anniversary celebration and the giving campaign, if you don't mind.
Yeah. So we kicked it off last Thursday with our family night and had a fun event to kick off the 30th anniversary in celebration. But more so, we're really excited to share the opportunity with our community and those that are interested in our mission about our legacy, which is the club has been awarded a $500,000 grant from the Legacy Foundation of Central Wisconsin. And this gift is a dollar for dollar match, and it will continue for over the next 2 years.
I almost wanted to ask, what kind of impact can that make? I don't know how you'd put that into words. It's a very difficult question. I can't ask you because I don't know how you could put something like that into words, Katie.
Right. You know, and, you know, we do have, you know, some statistics about the number of kids that we serve, which here in our community is over 1,300 youth. And, you know, this summer we had over 350 youth enrolled to join our summer program, as well as 150 teens that were just signed up. So those are just some of the numbers of who we're impacting. But really, it's more than that, of all the opportunities that we continue to build on, with building confidence in the kids and just the experiences that we provide and the enrichments that are through the club during the time there.
You know, there's so much of this, too, that is not only difficult to put into words, but difficult to synopsis. You know, when you think of the day-to-day things that go on over there, or the things that, as somebody who came from the other side of the tracks, I will say, the things that they could be getting into that they're not. That there's that factor, too, to this, that I think that a lot of other parents might be thinking of out there. And I certainly, again, being a former knucklehead, will it own up to and admit that, you know, this is something that can keep kids from that kind of world and give them those opportunities, too. There's so many different programs that are over there and different types of things that are tailored towards the kids and their interests as well, that will Oftentimes, if they're already interested, that's one thing, but the spark that it can create too in a kid, some of these programs and some of these things that are available might not happen otherwise, and they may not get that spark from this otherwise.
Right. And just having good role models and people that care about them can make that difference too.
It's really impactful. And we're speaking with Katie Johnson, Marketing and Events Director with our Boys and Girls Club of the Wisconsin Rapids area. And Katie, when it comes to making a big impact and the power of that and everything, this campaign is going to do that. This campaign can do that. These dollars can do that.
Exactly. And we have a variety of ways that we can, you know, our community can give, or if you're interested. And so the giving match again is a dollar for dollar match, and this is a great opportunity to continue, you know, like I said, that legacy and building the the Boys and Girls Club Foundation. So it really is any funds again that we raise over the next 2 years, the funds from the Legacy Foundation will directly support the Boys and Girls Foundation. Mm-hmm. And that holds in an endowment that we have, providing the club with yearly support ongoing, you know, to create sustainability. But the endowments are very important to our clubs. They really do help us provide that long-term planning and allow us to move our organization to the next level.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not only noteworthy the current impact this can make, but if you're curious about like some of the kids that have been benefited from the Boys and Girls Club over the years, some of the more the people that have really been able to highlight these programs in the organization itself, I would say that you don't have to look very much farther than Denzel Washington, who has dedicated so much of his life to Boys and Girls Clubs and putting back into them. They were a huge impact on him. One of the greatest actors in the world. There are 100 other examples out there, but there are so many of these kids that couldn't, whether they grow up to be the next that or the next this or whatever, that they grow up and they can be whatever that is, that they are that much more empowered and have that much more ability to be whatever it is that they are going to be because of things like this and because of legacy grants as well that are really putting back into this community. And Katie, I believe you would know this a lot better than I would, but when we're talking about these things, donations and some of this stuff, I hope that people can also, when they hear the word donation, they also hear the word investment, because this is an investment in our youth. This is an investment in our community. This is something that impacts not only the youth, but impacts our future. And how many times in your life do you get to say, oh, I can make an investment in the future. I can impact the future just with $5, just with $10, whatever it might be. And then, oh, here's another cool thing about this. It's not just $10. It's $20. Because of this matching grant, it doubles what you're donating.
Exactly. And, you know, it is a great time to think of that, to invest into the future of our own community, because, again, the donations that come to the club directly impact our youth and teens here in Wisconsin Rapids area.
Volunteering is also not a bad idea over there. Can always use extra set of hands when it comes to the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, we have great volunteers, especially if you have a great talent of yourself that you want to share. And like you said, you know, share that spark with others and impact them that way. We love volunteers. You know, giving can be, you know, some of your time like that as well. Mm-hmm. So we do have a great volunteer program to help out. And again, giving can be, you know, through that mm-hmm. or other ways, again, yeah. To help with this.
All of it is impactful. All of it is felt and appreciated and everything, whether it is dollars and cents or it is your time, all are valuable to us, and we really do appreciate any of that. And all of them can make a gigantic impact on this and help the Boys and Girls Club not only continue to have fun over there, but to continue to do the good work that they're doing in this community. And I got to say, as a side note, I do a lot of these when we're talking about volunteering at nonprofits. There's not many that are more fun to volunteer at than the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
That is certainly noteworthy, Katie.
It's great to be around the kids, and you know, they appreciate you know, I think the different activities as well that we share in. So yeah, I mean, we hope you are inspired that, you know, to give again through this opportunity of the dollar for dollar match, and really appreciate James on the impact that you've seen as well, and share that. So again, donating online, you can drop things off at the club. We take in-kind donations as well. Mm-hmm. As volunteering in different ways like that.
You guys are wrapping up. I'm sorry, guys. I hate to tell everybody about wrapping up summer. I felt it as soon as I was saying it. I didn't want to say it, but we are wrapping up summer. And you guys had a really impactful, really fun summer over there.
We did. Again, we had over 350 youth signed up and 150 teens signed up this summer, and it really was buzzing at the club. Every day there were a variety of activities and going on, so different field trips and getting out in the community and just having fun with friends. And you know, there's a few days where we had special events like going to the aquatic center and having a rafters game, and doing those, a lot of great fun activities.
I'm not jealous at all. I'm not jealous at all of all these. And this sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds like it's been a blast over there. And you guys have been able to not only do all of this, but again, be able to do even more this year because of donations from the previous year. It's something to keep in mind as we go forward. And again, those donations are matched this year, which is just, I'm going to keep hitting that point. It's so cool. Katie, I also wanted to talk about the 30th anniversary summer family night that you had. You touched on this a little bit at the club. How did that go? You guys, it looked like it was a lot of fun. I really missed out on that one. That was a blast.
It was, and I think the highlight of that was the dunk tank. So the kids have been doing a penny wars and trying to raise money inside to vote for their favorite staff to be dunked, and so we had three staff go in the dunk tank, and then two others get pied in the face. And so that was nice. a lot of fun that the kids really lined up for. And other than that, we had a great pizza buffet, and we celebrated it through a 90s themed night. Oh. You know, having 30 years was going back to 1994. So
nice.
We did a variety of different activities, mm-hmm. and science activities, crafts, games, and face painting and those kind of things.
It sounds like it was a blast. Fantastic. Nicely done by you and the staff over there, Katie. And I want to talk to the gang here a little bit. Jason and Maya are with us. Jason Young, Maya Keller are with us. Thank you both for being here. Did you guys have fun at the party? Jason, I'll start with you. Were you able to go? Did you have fun?
I was not able to go, but from what I've heard from my friends, it was pretty fun.
Good. Good to hear. Maya, how about you?
I was not able to go, but I had a friend there that got to videotape a good chunk of it, so I got to see
cool.
funny parts.
Very cool. Very cool. Thank you both for being here today. I do appreciate the time. So, guys, I'm curious, what activities are you involved in at the club, Jason?
Sometimes we go to the gym after, like, lunch or something like that, and I really like doing that.
I thought you were looking a little pumped. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that, Jason. Maya, how about you?
I do mostly like travel club, where we get to go to like Wasicha and stuff, and we get to make s'mores.
Again, I'm not jealous at all, Maya. That sounds amazing. That sounds like a lot of fun. Have you been enjoying these programs, you guys? Have they given you a chance to do something maybe a little bit different that you haven't done before, Jason?
Yes, they have. Like, if I don't know, I'm feeling a little down about something, and I play basketball, it really ups my mood.
You and I are the same, Jason. Yes, I could not agree with you more. Especially basketball. Definitely picks up my mood. Maya, how about you?
I definitely get to hang out with friends and stuff, and I got to meet a couple new ones, and we've made a little friend group, and you definitely get to interact with the staff and everything else.
Very cool. Very cool. One of the things that I missed out on that I would have loved to have been a part of the Boys and Girls Club when I was a kid, I was horrible at making friends. Very, very bad at it. Maybe the worst in history at it. The Boys and Girls Club is such a great opportunity to run into kids and meet people that you wouldn't normally get a chance to, maybe. So that's a cool part of it. Thank you for touching on that, Maya. I appreciate it. That's a good note. So, guys, what do you like best about going to the club? This could be a difficult question, but I am a journalist and I have to ask the hard-hitting questions, you two. So what is something that, and you don't have to just give one answer, you can mention a couple of things if you'd like, but Jason, what is something that you like, or a number of things you like about going to the club?
I really appreciate being able to see my friends, like Josiah and Ryder. I wasn't friends with them before, but once I got to Boys and Girls Club, I became friends with them, and that was really nice.
Right on. Great answer. Yeah. Maya, how about you?
I'd say the same thing. I got to meet a bunch of new friends. I got to get to know a couple friends, like my friend Clara. We really appreciate, like, on Fridays and stuff, we get to go to the into the Y and go swimming, which we really appreciate that, because the lifeguards are giving time to come watch us and play around.
Very cool. And thank you for that note, Maya. That is a great note. You were really on point today. Both of you. Nicely done. Well done, you guys. Please don't take my job. I need this job, you two. Please don't be too good at this. But thank you both very much for the time. Appreciate it. And thank you for the insight as well. Well done, you two. Katie, I wanted to kind of wrap up a little bit with emphasizing the importance of community support when it comes to this, when it comes to supporting these kids like Maya, like Jason here. There are so many out there, and there are more coming. You know, this is something that this is a program that is going, we want it to continue and flourish for now and the next 10, 20 years and everything, which is part of the reason why we're talking about the campaign and we're talking about the people being able to match these funds and everything.
Right. Yeah. I mean, for us, you know, donations to the club, either our annual campaign or endowment funds, or again, in the variety of other ways we mentioned, you know, do play such a crucial role in securing the future of the Boys and Girls Club. And, you know, that only helps us continue to make a positive impact for generations to come.
Yeah, and I'll keep hitting on this any chance I get. There's a lot of great causes out there. We are surrounded by wonderful nonprofits in this community. So there is certainly a lot of places that could use your help, could use your volunteering, your donations. I can't think of many things where you can make such a gigantic impact on the future like you can with the Boys and Girls Club. And you can do that currently. You can see it currently. You can see the different things. And there's so many different things that stand out in this community to me coming from other places. And one of them is the youth. And honestly, and the way that you just don't see some of the things you do in other communities that you do in this one. And I think that that is an incredible big part to the Boys and Girls Club, giving kids something to do. It may not seem like a big deal, but any parent out there just immediately was like, yep. Yeah,
right. Myself included.
Yeah. Like it really does mean something. I personally don't believe there is any such thing as a bad kid. I think there are kids left to their own devices. I think there are kids maybe out there that, again, like I was when I was young and didn't have other things to do like this, so I found other things to do. This is giving them something to do. There's something positive to do. And a safe place to do it, too. I think that that's some part that may get lost in the shuffle to some out there, but again, not to parents. Knowing that your kid is in a secure, safe place, there is no price tag you can put on something like that.
Right. And also, I you know, part of our endowment and our legacy campaign right now for our future investments is really, again, we're focused on mental health support at the club. We have great programs in counseling that we're bringing in throughout the school year as well. We have life skills that we, you know, foster within it, too. Jason mentioned to me earlier about cooking club, that he is excited to do the cooking club. And we have a talent show coming up this week for wrapping up our end of summer club. So just getting those experiences to be in front of others and be part of the group. So just really helping foster healthy relationships and developing their confidence, just to, you know, having that opportunity.
You had me a talent show. That's awesome. That's right. Awesome. I can make the argument I'm not even in this chair right now if it wasn't for my sixth grade talent show. So you never know where it could lead you guys. And that could be a lot of fun. And it's a lot of fun to see your friends and your classmates up there and doing those things. I really do appreciate these points that you have been able to touch on here, Katie, especially when it comes to we get busy in life and there's so much going on. And we see this new building, you know, when the Y came up a couple of years ago, and we have some great friends over there at VFW and you guys at the Boys and Girls Club. And then we kind of get busy and we get going and doing and everything. And I think sometimes this stuff gets lost in the shuffle when it comes to that. It's so great to be able to have you on, be able to highlight these things and remind people that this is an opportunity to do some good. This is an opportunity to make a huge impact, not only on your community, but the future of your community. And not only giving these kids something to do, but also a reason for people to come to the area. One other note that I wanted to touch on here is an important topic that is going around a lot right now, not only in election year, but just in general, whenever I have on, whether it's mayor, our new mayor or any of the mayors in past, is bringing new people to the community and keeping people in the community. This is one of the ways you do that. If I'm a young parent and I'm looking at a community, I see a Boys and Girls Club that's flourishing and doing well. I see schools that are. I see a youth that is doing well. That's a community I want to live in. That's something that also ties into this, because all of this ties together. all of this is connected. And the more we see that, the more hopefully we can not only get people to volunteer, but to also make an impact on this financially. If you wouldn't mind, Katie, before we wrap up, just one more time touching on the details of that matching grant.
Right. So again, the club was awarded a $500,000 grant from the Legacy Foundation of Central Wisconsin. And this gift, again, is a dollar-for-dollar match over the next 2 years. So we're hoping to get in as much as we can to get that match opportunity throughout these 2 years. Ways to help us in these next 2 years is simply donate it online. We have an online platform at our website, which is bgcwra.org for Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin Rapids Area. You can, we have a currently sent out a mailer campaign. We have giving cards. You can stop by the club and drop off donations for the match as well. Mm-hmm. So please, you know, consider that dollar for dollar opportunity for us. So giving online, dropping off at the club again, or we love any volunteering or support we can have.
If people do want to volunteer, they'd like to find out more about that, Katie, should we just send them to the website, or is there a number they can call you at? Or?
Yeah, we have a volunteer application online as well. So again, that's bgcwra.org.
Yeah, and be sure to bookmark that page, everybody, and follow the Boys and Girls Club of the Wisconsin Rapids area as well on social media. It's a great follow, great way to keep up to date on things, and you can share these things on your pages, and you just never know who might see it that wouldn't otherwise. Great conversation today, Katie. Always good talking with you. We'll have to have you in a lot sooner, okay? We'll have to have you back soon.
Sounds good.
And to Jason and Maya, thank you so much for being here today. You guys are definitely coming back, like, tomorrow, right? You guys got time tomorrow? Okay, we'll talk about it off air. We'll figure it out. But thank you both for being here today. All three of you, appreciate the time. Well, then more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.